me ask you some questions.
在开始之前，让我问你们一些问题。
Do you share the gospel?
你们分享福音吗？
If not, what's keeping you from sharing it?
如果不会，你的阻碍是什么？
If so, why do you share the gospel?
如果你会分享福音的话，你这么做的原因是什么？
What motivates you to share the gospel? Is it a sense of duty?
你的动机是什么？是责任感吗？
You share the gospel because you don't really see any other option based on what you know about Jesus?
是因为根据你所认识的基督，你觉得你没有其他的选择吗？
In other words, you know how good Jesus is, so you have to talk about it.
换句话说，因为你知道耶稣是多么的好，所以你非得与人分享。
Do you share the gospel based on a desire for numbers?
你分享福音是因为想要冲数字吗？
What are your reasons for sharing the gospel?
你愿传福音的原因是什么？
The reason I ask this morning is because we will see why the Apostle John shared the gospel.
我想问你们这些问题，是因为今天早上我们要一起来看使徒约翰为什么与人分享福音。
In fact, he tells us in the first four verses.
他在这四节经文里面告诉我们。
John shares the gospel because he is excited to share the gospel.
他与人分享福音，因为他迫不及待与人分享福音。
He's so excited that he just jumps right in.
他迫不及待到他马上切入主题。
That which was from the beginning.
论到从起初原有的。
There's no introduction.
没有引言。
No formal introductory author, no list of recipients, no greetings, just jumps right in.
没有作者介绍，也没有问候，也没有收信者。他马上开门见山进到主题。
He starts with an explanation of the gospel.
他开始先解释什么是福音。
He does this because he's excited to share the gospel.
他这样是因为他非常的兴奋，迫不及待要分享福音。
So in our passage this morning, John explains the gospel and what the gospel is for.
所以在我们今天早上的经文，约翰跟我们分享福音，也解释为什么福音是做什么的。
So if you do not have it, please turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
所以请翻到约翰一书第一章一到四节。
And as you're turning there, let me tell you why we're looking at these four verses.
你在翻圣经的时候，让我告诉你们为什么我们今天早上来看这段经文。
This year, the church theme is growing and rejoicing in the Lord.
我们今年教会的主题是生命长进，靠主喜乐。
In this letter, John tells his readers how that they can know or how we can knowthat we are in the Lord.
在这段经文里面，约翰告诉我们，我们要怎么知道我们在上帝里面。
We can't grow and rejoice in the Lord if we aren't in the Lord.
我们若不是在主里面，我们要怎么在主里长进与喜乐？
John tells us how we can know that we are in the Lord.
约翰告诉我们，我们怎么知道我们在主里？
So as we see that we're in the Lord, I'm sure it will lead to growth and rejoicing.
所以我相信，如果我们可以看见我们真是在主里，那就会导致我们的长进与喜乐。
So growing and rejoicing in the Lord.
对，我们要长进，我们要喜乐。
We're also looking at these four verses because John tells us why he shares the gospel.
我们看这四节经文，因为约翰在之中告诉我们他为什么要传福音。
We also see in these four verses that John shares the nature of things.
在这四节里面，约翰也和我们分享几件事物的本质。
In verse 1, the nature of the gospel.
在第一节里面，福音的本质是什么？
Verse 2, the nature of Jesus and the nature of evangelism.
在第二节里面，耶稣是谁？还有传道的本质。
Verse 3, the nature of fellowship.
第三节，团契是什么？
Verse 4, the nature of joy.
第四节，什么是喜乐？
He explains the nature of things, and in so doing, he tells us why he shares the gospel.
他接着告诉我们这些事物是什么，告诉我们我们为什么要传福音。
So look with me at verse 1.
所以我一起来看第一节。
John tells us the nature of the gospel.
他告诉我们福音的本质是什么。
He starts by using relative phrases.
他用很多关系子句。
In fact, there's no main verb in verse 1.
你可以看到在第一节里面一个主要的动词都没有。
We see John begin by saying that which was from the beginning.
他开头说到论到从起初原有的。
This is a reference to the Christian message.
它指的是基督教的信息。
It's the message about Jesus.
这信息是关乎耶稣的。
When we hear this phrase, that which was from the beginning, we might hear echoes from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word.
当我们看到这段说论到从起初原有的，你或许会听到约翰福音第一章第一节太初有道这样的共鸣。
John starts the gospel he wrote directly talking about Jesus.
他在约翰在福音书里面开头就直接论到耶稣。
And he starts his letter by indirectly talking about Jesus.
在他的书信里面他间接的谈论耶稣。
He is talking about the gospel, which is about Jesus.
他谈论的是福音，福音是关于耶稣的。
We can see this from the Greek grammar.
我们可以从希腊文的文法里面看出来。
But more than this, we can look at the end of the verse.
但是我们也可以看到在这节经文接下去。
John writes concerning the word of life.
他写到生命之道。
John is talking about the Christian message, the gospel.
他讲的是基督教的信息，就是福音。
And if you know the gospel, you know the gospel is about Jesus.
如果你知道福音，你就知道福音是在讲耶稣。
Just look at the other relative phrases of verse 1. It says, that which we have heard.
我们来看其他的子句。他说我们所听见。
And this could be a reference to the gospel, which was from the beginning.
这可以是指的是福音，也是他们从起初所接收的。
They had heard the gospel.
他们听过福音。
But given the other clauses that follow, we see this is not a reference to the gospel, but to Jesus.
但是当我们看完这节经文，其他所说到的，我们就知道它指的是耶稣。
John is saying, we heard him teach and preach.
他说的是我们听见过他教导讲道。
John heard what Jesus said about himself.
约翰听见耶稣谈论自己。
Jesus has said that he was from the Father.
他说他自己是从父来的。
John heard Jesus talk about his relationship with God.
约翰听见耶稣分享他跟上帝的关系。
But John did more.
但是约翰还讲更多。
He saw Jesus.
他还亲眼看过耶稣。
He says, which we have seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon.
他说我们亲眼看过，我们亲眼看见的。
They didn't merely see Jesus in their minds, they saw him with their own two eyes.
他们不是只是在心里面看见耶稣想象他，而是他们用自己的双眼看见。
John and the other disciples witnessed the miracles.
约翰及其他的使徒看见耶稣行神迹。
The turning of the water into wine, the healings on the Sabbath, the raising of Lazarus, feeding of thousands, and even more.
其中包括水变成酒，在安息日医病，拉撒路复活，还有其他的神迹。
They heard what Jesus said and then saw him back up what he said by what he did.
他们听见耶稣的信息，也看见耶稣用自己的行动证明他所说的话。
But the greatest proof of who Jesus is came after Jesus died.
可是耶稣是谁？最大的证据来自在耶稣死后。
John explains that his hands touched Jesus.
约翰说他亲手摸过。
When he says, "I have touched with our hands."
他说他用手摸过耶稣。
This phrase recalls the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, where Jesus tells the disciples to touch him.
这里讲的是在耶稣复活之后，他向使徒门徒们显现，然后邀请门徒来摸他。
John heard Jesus say that he was from God.
约翰听见耶稣说他从父来。
John saw the miracles that Jesus did.
他看见耶稣所行的神迹。
But when Jesus rose from the dead, John had proof of it by touching Jesus.
但是当耶稣复活的时候，他亲手摸到耶稣，知道耶稣是神。
John Stott explains, saying, "To have touched was the conclusive proof of material reality."
有一个释经学者说，可以碰触到东西，是在这个物质世界里面最有决定性的证据。
Jesus really was who he claimed to be.
耶稣真的像他自己所说的。
So the gospel is about Jesus, who he is and what he's done.
所以福音是关于耶稣，关于他是谁，他做了什么。
And John starts with this lengthy explanation in verse 1 because he's confronting false teachers in the church.
约翰选择这样开始他的书信，因为他面对的是教会里面很多的假教师。
These false teachers were docetics.
这些是幻影说学者。
They denied the humanity of Jesus, saying that he only appeared to be human.
他们不承认耶稣是人，他们说耶稣只是看起来像是人。
But John clearly shows that he, along with the other apostles, physically experienced Jesus.
但是在约翰在这边说的是他以及其他门徒，他们亲身经历耶稣，摸到他。
He heard Jesus.
他们听见耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
他们看见耶稣。
He even touched Jesus, proving that Jesus was a real human being.
甚至碰到他，证明他是真的人。
And we not only know the gospel about Jesus based on John's evidence here.
我们不只是从这里的证据可以看到。
Look again at the end of verse 1.
我们再看到第一节。
We also see the gospel is about Jesus because the word of the gospel is the word of life.
我们也知道这些新闻是在指的是耶稣，因为他讲的是生命之道。
And John explains this in verse 2.
他在第二节里面更多的说明。
What's happening here is that verse 2 is something of a tangent, a parenthesis, a brief interlude in the sentence which begins in verse 1.
第二节在这边是对第一节的一个插叙，一个补充，在括号里面。
John is kind of saying the gospel is about Jesus, who we know is human.
他说的是我们知道这个这位耶稣，我们知道他是人。
But Jesus is also life, so let me tell you about that.
但是他也是生命，让我告诉你们他如何是生命。
So it begins with verse 2 with the life was made manifest.
所以第二节他开头说到是生命已经显现出来。
In other words, we know that Jesus is the real deal because he has appeared.
也就是说我们知道耶稣是货真价实的因为他向我们显现。
In verse 1, John explained that he had experienced Jesus.
在第一节里面他解释到他亲自经验耶稣。
And in verse 2, he explains why.
在第二节里面他解释为什么。
He experienced Jesus because Jesus has shown up on the scene.
他可以经验耶稣因为耶稣显现。
One commentator explains.
一个释经学者说
He bears the historical name Jesus, which unambiguously locates him in time and space.
身为一个历史人物，耶稣在时空的限制里面。
He was a real human in the sense that he was a historical figure.
他身为人，就是一个真真实实的历史人物。
A famous pastor from Moody Church, Henry Ironside, explains.
在穆迪教会的教一个牧师解释。
God came down into his own world as a man.
耶稣，上帝。来到他自己的世界上作为一个人。
He came so near to us in order that he might reveal himself to us and die for our sins.
他来到这边与我们如此亲近以至于他可以向我们显现可以为我们的罪。
The life appeared.
生命显现出来。
Jesus came to the earth.
耶稣来到地上。
And we have seen it and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father.
我们看过，现在要做见证，并且要将这个永远的生命传给你们。
So let's break that phrase down.
所以我们现在来看这节经文。
John is saying that Jesus is eternal.
约翰说耶稣是永远的。
The life is eternal.
这生命是永远的生命。
Before he had appeared on earth, he had an existence to which the word life could be applied.
在他来到这世界以前，他就已经存在，而且是一个有生命的存在。
And that life was eternal.
这个生命是永远的生命。
Intentionally or not, this verse demonstrates the pre-existence of the Son of God.
不管约翰是有意还是无意，这段圣经他讲的是耶稣的永恒。
So by calling him eternal, John is showing that Jesus is divine.
借由称耶稣为永恒，他讲的是耶稣的神性。
Another fact that points to the divinity of Jesus is the fact that he is called the life.
他称耶稣为生命，也是指向耶稣的神性。
As life, one writer explains.
有位作家说
He is the source of divine life both in the old and in the new creation.
在旧世界与新天新地中，耶稣都是生命的来源。
Another commentator writes.
另外释经学家说
Jesus not only reveals the message of life, but he possesses the life.
耶稣不但展现是生命，他拥有那个生命。
And he shares life with all who listen to his word in faith.
他与所有听到、信道的人分享这个生命。
Jesus is the life giver.
耶稣给予生命。
Or hear from another pastor.
另外牧师说
Jesus is the source of spiritual life.
耶稣是我们属灵生命的来源。
Those who believe in him go through a spiritual experience comparable to physical birth and obtain the gift of life.
那些相信耶稣的人会经历一个重生，有新生命，然后得到那个生命。
Jesus is the life.
耶稣就是生命。
The Son of God, the man who is also divine, Jesus is the life.
他是神的儿子，他也是人，他也是生命。
And we see, and it's here that we see John showing us what the gospel's for.
在这里我们看见约翰告诉我们福音为的是什么。
John clearly shows us the gospel is for life.
他明确地说福音是为了生命。
The gospel is shared so that others can receive life.
我们分享福音是为了别人可以得到生命。
Matthew Henry rightly points out.
Matthew Henry 说。
He says what Christianity has and the other religions do not have is life. In fact, the life of Jesus himself.
他说基督信仰有其他宗教所没有的就是生命而这生命就是耶稣基督自己。
Jesus is the one who is the creator and sustainer of all life and who has as the life and who is as the life is also the light of men.
耶稣不但创造生命他也维系生命他也是我们人的生命。
So when we share the gospel, we share so that others can have the life that we have.
所以当我们传福音我们传福音是为了其他人也可以拥有我们所拥有的生命。
Sharing the gospel with someone else is not a burden to them.
当你和别人传福音，不是造成他们的负担。
You are not being a nuisance when you speak with others about Jesus.
你也不是在烦他们。
You are sharing with them the only way that they can have life.
你在跟他们分享他们得到生命唯一的方法。
And that's through Jesus, who is the life.
那就是透过耶稣基督，他就是生命。
The fact that Jesus is eternal, the fact that Jesus is life, both point to the reality that Jesus is divine.
耶稣是永恒的，耶稣也是生命，这两点都指向耶稣的神性。
And the third fact that points to the divinity of Christ is seen in the words, eternal and with the Father.
另外一个指向耶稣神性的是他原与父同在。
When we read these words together, our minds rightly recall the prologue of the Gospel of John.
当我们把这段经文放在一起读的时候，我们想到约翰福音的序言。
So in the beginning was the Word, speaking of His eternal existence.
太初有道，讲的是耶稣永恒的存在。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God, speaking of His divinity.
道就是神，说的是他的神性。
So we saw in verse 1 that Jesus is human.
所以我们在第一节看到耶稣是人。
And we see in verse 2 that Jesus is divine.
在第二节看到耶稣是神。
John told us that the gospel is for life because it's about Jesus, the one who is the life.
耶稣告诉我们这福音是关乎生命的因为它是关于耶稣耶稣就是生命。
But we also see in verse 2 the nature of evangelism.
那我们在第二节里面我们也看到传道的本质是什么。
John says, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaim it to you.
约翰说到我们看过又做见证现在要传给你们。
The first two phrases explain that John is speaking as an eyewitness.
前两个看见跟见证想要说明的是约翰是一个见证人。
The verb to testify comes with the authority of experience.
见证这个词带有因为经历过而有的权柄。
John can testify to it because he's experienced it.
他可以向我们见证因为他自己经历过。
And this is also the third time that John's mentioned sight. He mentions it again in verse 3.
这也是他第三次提到看见。他在第三节又会再说一次。
Why does he talk about sight so often?
他为什么要一直提到他看见神?
John Stott explains.
斯托德这样子解释。
Perhaps this is because sight is what qualifies people to be witnesses.
或许因为作为见证人的条件就是你要自己看过。
So in sharing...In his sharing of the gospel, John speaks as a witness to what he has seen.
所以在分享福音的时候，约翰是作为一个见证人来跟我们分享。
And we hear him and Peter say so in Acts 4:20. They say we can't help but speak about what we've seen and heard.
我们看见约翰跟彼得在使徒行传四章二十节也说，我们所看见、所听见的不能不说。
The third phrase, "We proclaim to you," shows that John is speaking because he's been commissioned.
我们看见约翰又说我将这些传给你们他可以把这些传给我们因为他被差派。
The verb to proclaim comes with the authority of commissioning.
传道这个动词带有被差派的权柄。
So he shared the gospel because he was commissioned by Jesus to do so.
他传福音因为他蒙耶稣的差派。
In verse 2, we have seen from the nature of Jesus that the gospel is for life.
在第二节里面我们看见耶稣的本性他是生命。
We also now see in verse 2 from the nature of evangelism that the gospel is for sharing.
我们也看见在第二节传道的本质福音是要被传扬的。
The gospel is not a message that's meant to be privatized or kept as like a secret treasure.
福 福音不是要让我们可以自己珍藏，像是一个宝物的。
It's the gospel's for sharing.
福音就是要被传扬的。
One commentator writes, "Personal encounter with the living and historical Word of God should be followed by the believer's testimony to that Word."
一位学者说，当我们亲身经历神，经历这位在历史中的神，我们紧接要做的事就是与人分享这个经历。
And that's what we see John doing in Acts chapter 4:20. He was talking about what he's seen and heard.
这就是我们看见约翰在使徒行传四章二十节里面做的，他在谈论他所看见、所听见的。
Now I understand that we don't have eyewitness testimony like John.
我知道我们没有像约翰这样子亲眼见过、亲眼看见神。
But we do have the writings from the eyewitnesses.
可是我们有这些见证人的书信。
And as Pastor James Montgomery Boyce explains, he says today's believers are to take their writings and proclaim the Christ of the apostles to the world.
一位牧师说，我们今天的责任就是要将这些见证人所写的，进入他们的经验，然后将这个分享给世界上的人。
We do not have the experience of touching Christ.
我们没有摸过耶稣。
But we do have the experience of Christ touching us and giving us life through His Word.
可是我们有经验耶稣碰触我们，改变我们的生命，透过他的话语。
And this has implications for why we share the gospel.
这也是为什么我们分享福音。
We share the gospel because we've been changed.
我们分享福音，因为耶稣改变我们的生命。
Based on our experience, we are witnesses of the change that the gospel brings.
根据我们的经验，我们见证了福音可以带来的改变。
That's why when you hear someone's testimony, they talk about what their life was like before Christ and what their life is like now after Christ.
这就是为什么当你在听一个人做见的时候、见证的时候，他们往往会说他们在遇见神之前的生活跟之后的生活。
And we also share the gospel because we've been commissioned by Christ, the Great Commission.
我们分享福音，也因为耶稣透过大差派差遣我们这么做。
It's something that applies to all disciples of Christ.
这个命令是给所有的门徒的。
So we share the gospel so that others can have the life that we have.
所以我们传福音，为的是让其他人也可以拥有这个生命。
Which brings us to verse 3.
所以我们带到第三节。
John tells us in verse 3 why he shares the gospel by telling us the nature of fellowship.
在第三节里面，约翰跟我们分享他为什么传福音。他谈论到团契的本质。
And he does this by finally completing the thought of verse 1.
在第三节里面，他也终于完成他在第一节开始的思绪。
So after a break in verse 2, John returns to the main idea of this passage.
在第二节的插叙之后，他回到他主要的主题。
He repeats what he said in verse 1, "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you."
他重复他在第一节所说的，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。
In this short phrase, he's confronting another group of false teachers that were misleading the church.
在这短短的经文里面，他面对的又是另外教会里面的一群假教师。
He dealt with the docetics by proclaiming that Jesus is a human being.
他面对幻影说，跟他们说，耶稣是真实的人。
And here in verse 3, he deals with the Gnostics by explaining that this is the gospel that's for sharing.
在第三节这里，他面对的是诺斯底主义，他要说的是福音是要用来传扬的。
You see, Gnostics claimed that they had special knowledge about Jesus.
诺斯底主义的人，他们宣称他们对耶稣有特别的知识。
And they said that that knowledge was only for the intellectually elite.
他们说这个知识只是给精英分享的。
That only special people get to know special information.
有特别的人才可以知道特别的知识。
Gnostics were seeking to create an exclusive group based on this special knowledge.
诺斯底主义的人用这样子特别的知识，形成一个排外的团体。
But in effect, John says, what is new is not true, and what is true is not new.
但约翰要说的是，真理不是新的，新的知识不是真理。
What we have seen and heard from the beginning, we proclaim to you.
我们从起初听见的，我们向你们传扬。
The gospel is for sharing, it's for everyone.
福音是给所有人的。
So do you share the gospel with others?
所以你会跟其他人传福音吗？
Just because the person doesn't look like you or doesn't act like you doesn't mean that they don't need the gospel.
就因为一个人长得不像你，他做的事情跟你不一样，不代表他不需要福音。
The gospel is for sharing.
福音是要来传扬的。
And he tells us at the end of verse 3 why he shares the gospel.
在第三节的后半，他跟我们分享他为什么传福音。
He says so that you too may have fellowship with us.
他说使你们与我们相交。
And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
To be a Christian is to have fellowship with God.
身为一个基督徒就是要与神相交，与神团契。
When we become Christians, we become children of God.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就成为神的儿女。
John says so in chapter 3 verse 1.
约翰在第三章第一节里面说的。
One of the great parts of the gospel is that God wants to have fellowship with you.
福音很大的一个消息就是上帝想要与我们团契。
That is good news.
这是好消息。
God wants people to be in a relationship with him.
上帝想要人与他建立关系。
He wants to be our loving father rather than our estranged enemy.
他想要做我们慈爱的父亲，不想要做我们疏远的敌人。
And that's why Jesus was made manifest.
也是因为这样，所以耶稣显现出来。
That's why Jesus appeared.
也是因为这样，所以耶稣来到世上。
Jesus appears so we might have fellowship with God.
他向我们显现，以至于我们可以与他相交。
And this fellowship with God comes through the salvation and life that only Jesus offers.
这个团契来自于只有从耶稣能来的拯救与生命。
Through the reconciling work of Jesus, we can have fellowship with God.
透过耶稣和好的工作，我们才可以与神团契。
And John wants his readers, as one commentator writes,
一位学者说,
he wants them to have the same belief, the same hope, and the same joy which he himself had arising from the fact that the Son of God had become incarnate and appeared among men.
他说, 约翰写给我们这段话, 是希望我们也可以拥有同样的盼望。同样的生命，同样的信仰。
John knows that the gospel is all about Jesus and results in fellowship with God.
约翰知道福音全关乎于耶稣，然后这个福音也让我们可以与神团契。
And it's this fellowship with God is the best possible outcome.
这个团契是我们生命可以有最大的福分。
John Calvin explains.
加尔文这么说。
Says whosoever then has really perceived what fellowship with God is.
他说如果有任何人真的尝过与神团契的滋味
That person will be satisfied with it alone and will no longer burn with desire for other things.
这个人会因此而满足不会心里不会再有其他的欲望
He says in the same manner does Paul declare that all things were seen to him as dung in comparison with Christ alone.
加尔文说就像保罗说的跟基督比起来其他东西都像是粪土
So when you share the gospel,Do you share it so that others can have the same belief, the same hope, the same joy that you have?
所以当你和别人分享福音的时候，是为了让别人可以拥有相同的信仰、相同的生命、相同的喜乐吗？
The belief and hope and joy that we have comes from our fellowship with God.
我们所可以拥有的信仰、可以有的盼望、可以有的喜乐，来自于我们与神的团契。
And this fellowship with God is the best possible thing that we can have.
而这个团契是我们可以拥有最大的福分。
But what exactly does fellowship with God look like?
但这个团契究竟长什么样子?
How does a person like you and I fellowship with God?
像你和我这样的人要怎么与神相交?
Well, practically speaking, fellowship with God looks like prayer.
这样的团契长得像祷告。
We sang that, what a friend we have with Jesus.
我们刚刚唱耶稣恩友。
And because we have God as our Father, we can talk to him anytime and knows that he hears us.
因为我们与神团契，所以我们知道他是我们的父，我们可以和他祷告，他会垂听我们。
John addresses the fact that God hears us in chapter 3.
他在约翰在第三章里面也强调，上帝听我们的祷告。
Fellowship with God is not only focused on prayer, but it's also experienced when we read God's word.
与神团契不只是祷告，我们也可以经验透过我们读神的话语。
And it's in His word where God, by the Holy Spirit, reveals Himself to us.
在他的话语中，透过圣灵，神向我们显现出来。
It's his word that shows us who he is.
他的话语向我们显现出来，他是什么样的神。
It's how he appears to us today.
这是他向我们今天显现的方法。
Fellowship with God also looks like loving the things that God loves.
与神团契就是爱神所爱的。
It looks like cooperation with God, joining in what God is doing.
像与神合作同工，加入他在做的事情。
And fellowship with God.Result in fellowship with one another.
与神团契就会让我们也与彼此团契。
John not only wants his readers to have fellowship with God, which is the best thing they can have.
约翰不只希望他的读者可以与神团契，虽然那是我们可以拥有最大的福分。
But he also wants them to have fellowship with him and with other believers, which is why he writes with us.
这他也希望我们与他以及其他的门徒一起团契，也就是因为这样，所以他在经文里面是说，希望你们与我们相交。
So because of this, it can be said that there's no such thing as a Christian who does not enjoy fellowship with other believers.
所以我们可以说，没有一个基督徒应该不享受与其他基督徒的团契。
So if you don't, or you know someone who doesn't participate in regular fellowship,
所以如果你或你知道有谁不参加团契，
John would say you're not a Christian.
约翰会说你不是基督徒。
Christians are not just saved into fellowship with God.
约翰说基督徒不是只是进到与神的团契。
Christians are saved into fellowship with others.
我们得救是进到与彼此的团契。
And this should be important to you.
这对你来讲应该是非常重要的事情。
This should matter.
这很重要。
At CBCGL, our core values are that we are Bible-based, prayer-focused, fellowship-oriented, and kingdom-building.
CBCGL 的宗旨，墙上精选。
It was on the wall.
核心价值。
So one of our four core values is to be fellowship-oriented.
我们其中一个核心价值就是我们注重团契。
Includes fellowship with God and fellowship with others.
这包括与神的团契以及与彼此的团契。
And we've seen what fellowship with God looks like, and that it's the best thing that we can have.
我们已经看到与神团契是什么样子，那也是我们可以有最好的福分。
But we should be clear on what Christian fellowship is.
但是我们应该要知道基督徒的团契应该长什么样子。
So to aid in our understanding, let's start with what Christian fellowship is not.
所以我们先来看基督徒的团契不是什么。
Christian fellowship is not, as one writer explains, the sentimental and superficial attachment of a random collection of individuals.
基督徒的团契不是只是一群人随机聚在一起，然后彼此有很肤浅感情上的依附。
Given this information, we see that Christian fellowship is not coming together, the coming together of individuals around linguistic preferences.
根据这样，我们也可以看到基督徒的团契不是因为我们语言的爱好而聚在一起。
Christian fellowship does not happen simply because people come together due to shared cultural backgrounds.
基督教的团契，基督徒相交，也不是只是因为我们分享同样的文化背景。
Christian fellowship is not coming together because we fall into the same stage of life.
基督徒的团契也不是因为我们在经历生命同样的状况。
Even though these things, language and culture and life experience,
虽然这些东西像是语言、文化、我们生命的经验，
These help by reducing barriers, but they do not bind us together.
这些东西帮助我们减低彼此之间的屏障，可是并不会让我们凝聚在一起。
Again, one pastor explains, Christian fellowship is not possible on anything other than the basis of our common belief in Jesus Christ.
一位牧师说，若不是我们对于耶稣基督有共同的信仰，基督教的团契，基督徒相交是不可能的。
So the general idea of fellowship, as one commentator explains, is the basic idea of possessing something in common.
所以一个基本的概念，一位学者说，基督徒团契是根据我们所拥有共同的东西。
It's partnership or sharing.
像是一个伙伴关系，或是共享。
So Christian fellowship means that we share the common life in Christ.
所以基督徒的团契就是我们一同分享。我们在神里面有的生命
，which comes through the Holy Spirit binding believers to God and to each other。
这来自圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够跟彼此合一，也与神同在一起。
Another pastor explains Christian fellowship is our common possession of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which makes us one。
另外学者说，我们的团契就是我们一同与圣父、圣子、圣灵合一。
In fact。John could not have written fellowship with us without also adding our fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
事实上，约翰在这里说你们与我们相交，他不可能只说这样而不提我们是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Because our fellowship with each other depends on our fellowship with God.
因为我们与彼此的相交是根基于我们与神的相交。
Okay, so allow me to be direct at this point.
所以我要很直接的说
Okay, I do not come to CBCGL because I like Chinese food, though I do like Chinese food.
我来 CBCGL 不是因为我喜欢中国食物，虽然我很喜欢。
Okay, I don't come to CBCGL because there are people who are in the same stage of life as me.
我来 CBCGL 也不是因为这里有年龄相仿的人。
I don't come to CBCGL because there are people who speak my language, though those things are nice.
我来 CBCGL 也不是因为有人说我的语言，虽然这些东西都很好。
I don't come to CBCGL because the worship style is comfortable for me.
我来 CBCGL 也不是因为敬拜方式让我感到很舒服。
I come to CBCGL because I follow Jesus Christ.
我来 CBCGL 因为我跟随耶稣基督。
You may not have noticed this, but my wife and I are the only Caucasian couple in the whole church.
我不知道你有没有注意到，可是我和我的太太是这教会里面唯一一对白人夫妻。
And we do not come because we like being the only white family.
我们来不是因为我们想要成为唯一一对白人夫妻。
We come to CBCGL because there's far more in Christ that unites us than there are things which may divide us.
我们来是因为在主里面，让我们可以与你们合一的远超过可以分化我们的。
My wife and I don't speak Mandarin.
我和我的太太不会讲国语。
But we do love Jesus.
可是我们爱耶稣。
We aren't Chinese, but we are part of God's family.
我们不是中国人，可是我们是神家庭的一份子。
We do not have the same experiences of being a first generation immigrant, but we do have the same experience of receiving life through Jesus Christ.
我们没有身为第一代移民共同的经验，可是我们有生命被耶稣基督改变共同的经验。
So we come to CBCGL not on the basis of ethnicity or language or culture.
所以我们来到 CBCGL 不是因为语言、文化或民族。
But because we have fellowship with other believers here.
而是因为我们在这里可以与其他的信徒一同相交。
On the basis of the fellowship that we have with God the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
根据我们与父、与耶稣基督有的相交。
Do you come to CBCGL for similar reasons?
你来到 CBCGL 是为了其他的原因吗？
To sum up verse 3.
我们来总结第三节。
The gospel is for fellowship.
福音是为了让我们可以团契。
First with God, which results in fellowship with other Christians.
首先是与神，然后与彼此。
So at this point, Pastor James Montgomery Boyce asked some practical questions.
有位牧师他问了一些问题。
How can believers be content with that which disrupts their fellowship?
一位基督徒要怎么安于看见毁坏他们团契的事物存在。
Or how can we be content with an evangelism that draws people to God but fails to draw them into a vital and visible relationship with one another?
或者是一位基督徒要怎么能够安于一种福音传道？这个福音传道将人带到上帝面前，但无法将人带进团契里面。
If you look in the example in Acts,
如果你看使徒行传，
you can see that when Christians have fellowship, they share mutual gifts and goods and goals.
你可以看见当基督徒团契的时候，他们分享恩赐，分享信仰，分享他们所有的。
The gospel is for fellowship.
福音是为了让我们彼此相交团契。
You are called not just to private salvation, you are called by God into a family.
你蒙召不是进入一个个人的救赎，而是进入一个家庭。
In fact, with brothers and sisters who are not like you, praise God.
这家庭里面有很多与你不一样的弟兄姐妹，感谢神。
And this is only possible through our unity, which is centered on God our Father, applied to us by the Holy Spirit, based on the work of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们可以拥有这样的生命，纯粹是因为我们有这样的天上的父，因为耶稣在世上所成就的事情，以及圣灵的动工。
Which brings us to verse 4.
我们看第四节。
John has shown us that the gospel is for life.
约翰已经让我们告诉我们福音是为了生命。
It's intended to give life because it's all about the one who is the life, namely Jesus.
福音为了给予生命，因为福音是关于耶稣，耶稣就是生命。
So the gospel is also for sharing. It's for all people because Jesus can give life to anybody.
福音也是为了分享，因为耶稣他的生命是给任何人的。
And the gospel is for fellowship, first with God and then with others.
福音也是为了团契，首先与上帝，然后与彼此。
And we see in verse 4 the nature of joy.
我们在第四节看见喜乐的本质。
And we come to find out that the gospel is for joy.
然后我们再发现福音也是为了喜乐。
John says, we write these things to you.
约翰说我们将这些话写给你们。
The word these is a pronoun which can point forwards or backwards.
这些这个词是一个代名词，它可以往前指，也可以往后指。
So in case, in this case, it actually does both.
在这节经文里面, 它既往前举, 也往后举。
It points back to the gospel message, which John was talking about.
往前指指的是, 福音的信息, 是他刚刚前面所说的。
And also points forward to the rest of the book of 1 John.
也往后指, 指向这本书, 这个书信里面, 剩下的信息。
And he tells us why he writes these things.
他告诉我们他为什么要写这些东西。
He says, so that our joy may be complete.
他说使我们的喜乐满足充足。
But perhaps reading the Chinese Standard Version, which reads so that your joy may be complete.
但在和合本里面也说使你们的喜乐充足。
So is it our joy or your joy?
所以是你们的喜乐还是我们的喜乐?
Whose joy is it?
到底是谁的喜乐?
Well, technically speaking, manuscript research shows that our is more favored.
我们看以前的文献，我们是比较多人赞成的。
It's more likely to be original.
比较可能是原文。
But in the context, we could see that your actually fits.
但是在这脉络里面，我们也可以看见你们也可以适合。
And the King James Version also uses the word your.
在King James里面用的也是你们。
But the best way to solve this problem is by choosing both.
但是解决这个冲突最好的办法就是我们两个都去读。
Just using the word our.
我们就说我们。
Because the word our can be inclusive of the writer and of the recipient.
因为我们这个词可以包含 作者, 也可以包含 收信者。
So we write this to make our joy complete, your joy and mine.
所以我们写这些给你们使我们的喜乐满足, 包括你们的与我的。
So in short, the gospel is for joy.
所以我们可以看见福音也是为了喜乐。
Joy is rooted in what God has done and what God is going to do.
喜乐根据耶稣已经成就的事, 以及他即将要成就的事。
So Matthew Henry writes,
So Matthew Henry 说,
It should be joy to us that the eternal Son should seek and save us.
这应该是我们的喜乐。 就是, 永恒的, 圣子, 竟然会寻求我们, 然后拯救我们。
It's our joy that He's made a full atonement for our sins.
这是我们的喜乐, 祂为了我们的罪付上了代价。
It's our joy that He's conquered sin and death and hell.
这是我们的喜乐, 祂已经战胜死亡地狱。
It's our joy that He lives as our intercessor and advocate with the Father.
这是我们的喜乐, 祂如今是我们的宗保, 也为我们代求。
It's our joy that He will come again to perfect and glorify His persevering believers.
这是我们的喜乐, 有一天他将要再来, 荣耀, 坚实到底的信徒。
We also know that joy grows as you share it.
我们也知道喜乐是会增长的, 当你传福音的时候。
So listen to what John writes in 3 John 4.
所以请听, 约翰在约翰三书第四节所说的。
He says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
他说, 我听见我的儿女按真理而行, 我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
So a question for you.
所以我要问你一个问题。
Does it bring you joy to see others coming into fellowship with God and receiving life through Jesus Christ?
当你看见别人与神团契, 得到耶稣生命的时候, 你开心吗?
If not, you should come to a baptism service here at CBCGL.
如果你不开心的话, 你应该要来看CBCGL的洗礼。
See the joy the believers have because of what Jesus has done.
看见信徒因为耶稣已成就的事情所拥有的喜乐。
Then go out and make your joy complete by sharing the gospel.
然后出去, 分享福音, 使你的喜乐充足。
Can you imagine what this congregation would be like if we all shared the gospel for the reasons that John gives?
如果我们这里所有的人都出去传福音, 为了就是约翰所跟我们讲的这些理由, 你可以想象那是什么样子吗?
We would share the gospel because it's the only way that others can have life.
我们会分享福音, 因为这是人可以得到生命唯一的道路。
We would share the gospel because we're convinced by it based on our experience with Christ. Our lives have been changed.
我们会分享福音, 因为我们相信, 因为我们经验过, 生命的改变。
We would share the gospel because we've been commissioned by Christ.
我们分享福音, 因为神, 耶稣差遣我们。
We would share the gospel because it's for bringing people into fellowship first with God, the Father and His Son Jesus Christ, and then with others.
我们会分享福音, 因为这使人可以与神和好, 进入团契, 首先与神, 然后与弟兄姐妹。
And we would share the gospel because it's for joy that we share.
我们会分享福音, 这是我们的喜乐。
We delight in what God has done through Christ.
我们看见神透过耶稣所成就的, 我们感到喜乐。
And we want others to experience the same joy that we have.
我们也希望其他人可以经验这样的喜乐。
We want others to experience the same life that we have, namely through Jesus Christ.
我们也希望其他人经验同样的生命，也就是透过耶稣基督可以得到的生命。
May God make this true of each one of us who are here today.
愿神让这样的真理成为我们每一个人生命里面的现实。
May you have every reason to share the gospel in the rest of this year, so that we may have joy and that others may have life.
愿你在接下来这年之中有充足的理由传福音，以至于你们可以有喜乐，其他人可以有生命。
May God's name alone be praised. Amen.
愿神的名得到荣耀。阿门。